Book 2, Canto 13, page 284 through 286. A doubt corroded even the means to think. Distrust was thrown upon mind's instruments. All that it takes for reality's shining coin, proved fact, fixed inference, deduction clear, firm theory, assured significance, appeared as frauds upon time's credit bank, or assets valueless in truth's treasury, an ignorance on an uneasy throne, travestied with a fortuitous sovereignty, a figure of knowledge garbed in dubious words, and tinsel thought forms brightly inadequate. A laborer in the dark, dazzled but half light. What it knew was an image in a broken glass. What it saw was real, but its sight untrue. All the ideas in its vast repertory were like the mutterings of a transient cloud that spent itself in sound and left no trace. A frail house hanging in uncertain air, the thin, ingenious web round which it moves, put out a while on the tree of the universe, and gathered up into itself again, was only a trap to catch life's insect food, winged thoughts that flutter fragile in brief light, but dead, once captured in fixed forms of mind, aims puny, but looming large, in man's small scale, flickers of imagination's brilliant gauze and cobweb-wrapped beliefs alive no more. The magic hut of built-up certitudes, made out of glittering dust and bright moonshine, in which it shrines its image of the real, collapsed into the nascence whence it rose. Only a gleam was there of symbol facts that shroud the mystery lurking in their glow, and falsehoods based on hidden realities by which they live until they fall from time. Our mind is a house haunted by the slain past, ideas soon mummified, ghosts of old truths, God's spontaneities tied with formal strings and packed into drawers of reason's trim bureau, a grave of great lost opportunities, or an office for misuse of soul and life, and all the waste man makes of heaven's gifts, and all his squanderings of nature's store, a stage for the comedy of ignorance.